picture what transpired between last night and today, but go ahead.
Yeah, talking about last night, trainers, you know, he has shown that he has this ability that even the days when he is not throwing much strikes, he always overcome that issue and then he prevails. Is that because of his sinker that's so great?
Yeah, his stuff plays. If he throws it over the plate, he's going to have some success. Now, you know, obviously he's on quite a run at this point, but, you know, when he takes the mound, and feel great. You know, and sometimes he'll walk a guy or two, but it seems to be always one pitch away. Like he tends, for a power pitcher, can get a ground ball whenever he wants to. And, you know, I think he's got certainly a lot of confidence working for him with the season he has to this point.
Yeah. He said after the game, I was pretty shaky out there, and said, some days you're not going to have your best location. You got to have your teammates bail you out. I mean, is that in the evolution of a closer? How big of a deal is that? The guy that knows that he can still do it when it's not.
Yeah, that comes with the confidence. You know, he's come a long way since he's been here, and has nailed down the closer's role since the minute he got here. And like I said, I mean, not too many guys have that kind of stuff, but, you know, there's a mentality to closing that can be difficult for anybody, but it does not seem like it's the case for him.
And the Nationals never give him a chance to be a closer. You give him a chance and he has succeeded. What are some of the things you saw of him from the beginning that say, hey, that's my closer?
Well, I mean, you looked at, you know, the guys we had last year and the stuff, and it was easy to put him in the closing role as long as he was comfortable with it. We talked about that right away. He was comfortable doing it, and, you know, he's carried that torch ever since. So, you know, if anybody has profiles of stuff to be a closer, it's him. He's also has stuff to be a setup man if you needed him to, but I don't know that in all my years I've had as dominant of stuff from a closer as him. And I've had a lot of good closers over the years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard you talking with Ken, I think one of the pregame shows from Detroit, talking about using the bullpen. You got to think about not only this day, but the next day and the day after that. Well, you got two off days next week. How do those off days play into how you use the pen the next 2 days?
Well, it's been what's transpired before here. So today, we'll be down a guy or two today. But you would think that for the most part, you know, when you have an off day coming, you might push guys a little bit more, but there's certain guys I'm not comfortable pushing. The workloads with Trevino, who was not available last night, and Trinan has been extensive. So just because we have an off day doesn't mean, you know, that I'm gonna run somebody out there 3 days in a row. That's not gonna be the case. But, you know, as long as we can have one of those guys and we can alternate, when you're winning games, typically you're using guys, you know, you're backing guys quite a bit as we have. But we haven't had a day yet where we haven't had one of those guys available.
Chapman on again, taking ground balls again. Did he have a good bounce back from yesterday after swinging off the tee?
Yeah, he feels good. So he'll hit on the field tomorrow, and we'll have a short BP group, and then we'll see where we are on Monday with him. And if everything goes well, you know, hopefully we'll have him in the San Diego series, but it's going to have a lot to do with how he feels after tomorrow hitting on the field.
How do you determine whether a guy needs rehab to start a rehab assignment or not?
Just depends days off, how much work he's been doing, if he's been standing in and you know, in bullpens and so forth, and, you know, even if we don't feel like potentially he's up to speed offensively, you know, he can save some runs out there defensively. So it has a lot to do with the individual as well.
In that same token of the days off, does it mean you have to make some changes in the rotation? Maybe go with four men or something like that?
We'll see. I mean, the two off days in close proximity would suggest that maybe you can do something a little bit different. But the way things have been going for us this year, you know, I think added rest for anybody is probably the way to go for us right now. I mean, Blackburn got to right around 100 pitches for the first time yesterday. So if we can give some guys an extra day, and they feel a little bit better because of it, that's probably the route we'll go.
You talked about trying to get out, but just him and Trevino together, it seems to be among one of the best setup men to close roles in the league.
Yeah.
Kind of what do you make of that, and then just Trevino step into that role and being that kind of captain as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Trinan was the easy one coming into the season. We knew he'd be the closer. We, you know, Trevino didn't even start here. You know, we knew we liked what we saw in spring training, and we had an idea he would be here at some point in time during the season. Maybe not as quickly as he got here, but, I mean, he just thrust himself due to, you know, performance pitching the eighth inning. And between the two of them, it's pretty similar stuff. I mean, you're looking at high 90s with sink, in a good hard slider cutter. You know, in Trevino's place, more of a cutter. But you know, I think it was more than anything making sure Trevino was ready for that and having the confidence to do it. He's definitely done that.
What's been your impression of Frank Lombaretta the last couple of weeks, and how concerned are you with kind of the strikeout rate being a continued problem?
We have quite a few guys that will strike out from time to time. And when you're a rookie and you have some power, you'll strike out some. I think he's got a very high ceiling. I think he's done really well for us. There have been some games that have been better than others, but you know, for a young guy like that, who's one swing away from a three-run homer, which he's done several times for us here, it means he's getting more comfortable at the big league level. We like what we're seeing at this point.
Well, I think it might have been the same interview with Ken, but you're talking about Edwin Jackson. You said you were impressed, one, by his velocity, and two, by his efficiency. Which of those things do you expect to carry into today, or more likely to carry into today?
You know, I don't really know. I would like to. I would hope both.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, we were looking at his breakdown in AAA and, you know, 4 innings, 80 pitches, 5 innings, 100 pitches, and he throws 6 innings and he doesn't even throw 80 pitches for us last time out. So I'm sure there was some adrenaline as far as the velocity goes. But veteran guys like that, you don't worry too much about that. You just hope they get into a rhythm early in the game. And, you know, if we get what we got out of them last time, we'll be really happy with that.
Has Fegley done a better job of stilling his target and his
stilling
work behind?
It.
Well, holding his target and the kind of the problems that he had before, has he developed in that way?
I don't know if there was an issue with his target. But we've always liked Fegs, and it's not easy, you know, doing the role that he does. You know, catching once a week, or you know, he's here for a while just against left-handed pitching. He throws really well. He blocks the ball really well. I think he's done a nice job for us as far as giving a target. I mean, I never really considered that an issue. And I think, you know, his last game might have been as productive a game as he's had since he's been here. You know, it's a close game. He calls a shutout. He has a big throw out at second base. Knocks in a run, the second run that was a double down the line. So he should be confident in that. And going into today's game, I think he should be as confident as he's ever been since he's been part of our team.
Is there something you're feeling with your team right now, a certain vibe, electricity? I mean, obviously they've had some rough patches too, but to go through this right now, how do you see them individually?
You know, the vibe has been pretty much the same, you know, other than maybe, you know, we got off to a little bit of a slow start. But since then, the vibe's been the same, and that's the thing that I think impresses me the most about this team is, you know, when you lose a few games, it doesn't really bother them. They expect to go out and win on a particular day. You know, you add confidence to the vibe, and you're seeing what you're seeing right now. So, you know, and we're banged up too. You know, we don't have our third baseman, we don't have any number of starters, but the vibe is the same, and everybody who gets an opportunity here looks at it as, okay, this is my opportunity, and you know, it's a confident vibe right now. Now, we're not going to win every single game the rest of the year, but you know, going into the break here, and we have some tough games coming up. It lends for some confidence going into the second half, for sure.
Is there any update on Fegley?
He feels okay. He threw a little bit yesterday. You know, we just want to make sure he has several days in a row where he doesn't feel it, and then we'll get him on a mound. And I think that'll be, you know, we'll have a little bit more better understanding once he gets on the mound and pushes off going downhill. We haven't gotten there to this point, but he does feel good the last few days.
Good.
Thank you.